Well, as you mentioned, 3,700 contract and grant recipients that had over $750 million of unpaid taxes that received $24 billion in Recovery Act funds. And this was about 5% of the 80,000 recipients that were contract and grant recipients on recovery.gov through July of 2010.
Is that a... Well, maybe there is no such thing as a normal number. Is there a number of people that you expect in any given pot of people are going to be miscreants?
Yes. I mean, we've looked at Medicare providers, Medicaid providers, contractors, grant recipients. There's always some percentage of known tax debt that's out there. The issue here is these people have billions in unpaid taxes, in this case hundreds of millions, and they're getting billions of dollars of federal funds. And that typically brings up the issue of fairness, and is this something that makes any sense?
What was the driver behind this report? Who asked you to look at this?
Senator Levin and Senator Coburn from the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and they held a hearing 2 days ago. And so the PSI has had a long history of doing tax investigations, and we've worked with them on this for several years. This is just one in a series of reports we've done on this, and it's an ongoing issue.
Is this report different than what you've seen in the other ones that you've done in this series?
No, not necessarily. This is very similar. Some of the discussions have changed a little bit because in the past there's been significant problems with the Federal Payment Levy Program, which is on the back end taking a portion of payments to contractors, for example, and at least keeping a portion of that. That program has improved, although it has a ways to go. But the discussion here continues to focus on the front end, and should we make these individuals, businesses, nonprofit organizations ineligible to get government business?
Do you have a recommendation for the government, for Congress about that?
Well, certainly, back to 1992, we have provided a policy option. We don't make policy, but we offer suggestions. We've suggested one option is, in fact, to deal with this on the front end and for the more egregious entities, individuals, nonprofits, to perhaps preclude them from business. That is a policy option. That goes back 20 years. On the back end, again, having additional controls to levy certain payments. And then the other things that have been discussed are the sharing of information by IRS for certain limited purposes here. And this report particularly brings up the issue of subcontractors and subgrant recipients, because Recovery Act, a lot of the money went out to the states, for example, and then they contracted with someone to pave a road or to build a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular areas in which the money went out through the Recovery Act that have been problematic, or does this cut pretty similarly across the various kinds of contracts that were done?
It would probably be different in some respects. I mean, I can speak to the case studies. We drilled down on 15 cases to get a feel for what was going on. And those entities were doing business with the Department of Transportation, Defense, HHS, Commerce, GSA, and Interior. So whether that's representative of all 3,700, there were other agencies involved with other of the 3,700. But it's probably not exactly like your normal procurement because of some of the differences with the Recovery Act from the broader government purchases.
You mentioned the 15 cases that you drilled down into. What led you to those 15 cases in particular? Were they the most egregious examples that you found, or were they the most typical examples that you found, or what was the criteria that you used?
They weren't representative. They were not statistically sampled or anything, but they were entities that primarily had problems with payroll taxes. And payroll taxes, as you know, is probably one of the most egregious forms of tax offense, where the money is withheld from employees' paychecks for Social Security, hospital insurance, and their federal tax withholdings, and instead of forwarded to the government, it's pocketed by the entity. So we particularly focused those cases, and all 15 of them were tax cheats with respect to payroll taxes.
What's the next step in this, other than you make some recommendations here, and we have the full report posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But what is the next step? Who needs to do something next for these to try to be wrapped up?
Well, certainly on the front end, there is legislation that has been out there for years. There has been a step by the FAR was amended, so now there's a self-certification process for prime contractors, and that's a step forward. I think that certainly helps compliance. The question is, are we going to preclude the most egregious from getting government business? On the back end, again, redoubling the efforts to make sure that we have an effective levy program and perhaps exploring the more sharing of IRS information, because I've gotten calls from states and agencies over the last 2 days. Everybody wants to know who these people are, and I can't tell them under current law.
Yeah. Would that be maybe the biggest thing that would help the states to be able to be able to navigate this?
Well, one other interesting thing along those lines is a lot of these people had state tax problems, too. So we'd look at our case studies, over half of them had state and local tax liens. So we found in the past, typically, people with federal tax problems or entities, corporations, nonprofits, have state and local tax problems, too. So they probably already know who they are at the state and local level.
Uh-huh.
But additional sharing of information in a limited case, because everybody's very sensitive about sharing of IRS tax information,
yes,
is something that could help enforcement and perhaps even help IRS collect more money.
It is very interesting. It had not occurred to me, and that's why I'm not doing these investigations like you are. But if you cheat on your federal taxes, there's certainly no reason to think you wouldn't on any other kind of taxes that you pay.
Right. And well, this is a government integrity issue, too, because our past work has shown that these individuals and entities have been involved with other fraud, whether it be money laundering, drug issues, or Medicare, Medicaid fraud. So it is really an issue of responsibility in government contracting we're talking about. If someone's a chronic tax offender, are they someone that our government wants to be doing business with?
Mm-hmm. The bad guys generally are the bad guys all the way around, I guess. Greg Kutz.